What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Talk About It with Keys and Lance. I am your host, Keys, a.k.a. Man in Town.
And I am your host, Lance, a.k.a. Lad on the Stage, a.k.a. the best rapper alive, a.k.a. the nigga that is the nigga of the people, a.k.a. the government, a.k.a. the oppressor's worst enemy.
What?
Some fire right there. Some fire right there.
What do you want to do, huh? What do you want to do?
Just so y'all know, this is the podcast, you know, anti-PC, anti-cancel culture. It may not be the most objective facts that you're going to hear, but it's our thoughts and opinions. And that's our disclaimer. And we talk about any and everything, man.
You're doing right. We got a problem with it. Let's talk about it. Shoot. Yeah, if we decide to hear any type of complaints, don't complain. Talk about it. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
The door is open. Don't be a chicken. What? Is it wrong that I'm calling you a chicken? Because you have some opinions that you don't want to lay on the table? Huh?
40s.
40s, bro.
Roll Andrew Miguel.
Roll it!
All right, guys. It is episode 69.
Episode 69.
I know we mentioned last episode that we would have, you know, some guests with us, but unforeseen circumstances happen, so it's just us. And we can have a sexual episode.
You know, for the sake of things, bro, how many episodes are you supposed to have a certain amount of guests on? Let's talk about it.
Hey, things happen.
Mike, I called you out. You're supposed to be on one of the first episodes. Firstly, congratulations on your graduation. Boss, see what I just did there? I can tell you how much episodes you didn't duck out on. But congratulations on your graduation. Now get at me. Keys, how your week been, bro?
My week has been it's been a week. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, it sounds like it's been a challenge, bro. You good?
Nah, not a challenge.
We gotta burn down any establishments.
Nah, bro.
Anything goes down, you let me know. I mean, shoot. We in the Bahamas, we good for it.
Just been one of those weeks where you don't want to trust the process. You know what I mean? You want instant gratification.
Mm.
But life doesn't work that way.
Exactly, exactly. And social media has blinded us to believe that it does.
Yeah.
It truly doesn't. The colonel didn't become the colonel overnight. The colonel became the colonel when he was an old piece of dust bucket ready to go to the grave.
Not a very good description.
Yo, you want me to lie?
But yeah, I mean, social media got people in their 20s up to 30 feeling like they life over and they ain't doing enough. But that's not the case, bro. That's not the case, man.
Shout out to the hardworking kids out in L.A. Screw all the spoiled rich brats in L.A., but still do you with your little silver spoon and all that. I ain't hating. What's wrong, bro? You about to say something intense?
Oh, nothing intense. I just wanted to... We didn't let the crowd know, but this is going to be our last, what, 2 episodes?
Right.
And we're done. We're finished.
Yeah.
We quit.
You know, Keys and I, we talked about it strongly, and this whole podcast thing just ain't worth it no more. We just feel as if, you know, the people, as much as they cry out for change and all that, and to be the power that they are supposed to be and use that power that they have, just ain't about it. Therefore, we just ain't about it. So after episode 70, I mean, shoot, we done.
Taking our money and we gone. Ouch.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Anchor.fm. We won our 26 beans. I can't sit here with a straight face.
But nah. Episode 70 is going to be the last episode of season 1. It's been a long season, right?
It's been a long season, right, kid. December 26, 2019.
Shit.
Boy. Yeah, so
So we're going to go on a little hiatus to revamp some things, work out some kinks, come back stronger, bigger, faster, and all that stuff.
Hell yeah. I didn't want to get back to doing some of the old stuff. I miss plugging some of the music and all that stuff, getting a little stupefied and dumb and all that. You know what I mean? Get some extra camera angles up in there if we could. You know, let's see what happens.
Yeah, we're gonna be so much better, guys. So thank y'all for rocking with us from episode 1 to the 2 special episodes and straight up to the future episode 70.
And then our hiatus, speaking of the 2 special episodes, we got some more content coming for y'all. So it ain't like, oh, you know, we taking a break and then y'all ain't got no more to talk about it with Keys and Lines. We still have a good number of episodes that you guys did not see. So we gonna make sure have those done. And have them on our YouTube channel. So those of you who ain't subscribed to Talk About It with Keys and Lines, go to Talk About It with Keys and Lines on YouTube. Subscribe there. If you don't want to subscribe on YouTube, you could always come to keysandlines.com. Give that website some traffic in, you know what I mean? And then leave a review. Leave a little heart thing, you know what I mean? Drop us a comment. Talk to us.
Right.
And drop us an email at our Gmail at islandtalkaboutit@gmail.com.
All right, so the topic at hand, buddy.
Let's talk about it, Keith. What are we talking about?
We're going to talk about sex, big dog. We're going to talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. That's not a song. I don't know the song.
You on the way.
Yeah, man. But it's not going to be like a raunchy episode just to talk about sex for sexy. I wanted to address how I felt about like sex and today's culture. Specifically in the western part of western part of the world. I can't even say the western part of the world. Let's talk about, you know, the Caribbean and North America. Since us, you know, us our closest people. I personally feel like, bro, sex supposed to be sacred. That's point blank for me. Sex was be sacred.
Yeah.
Because that's a transference of energy. That's the ultimate physical connection. I don't see how you could get closer than that.
Two flesh becomes one.
Like, no possible way. And that's a mental emotion. That's everything. So I feel like that alone is supposed to be something sacred, bro. And of course, you know, I was doing my thing back in the day.
Yeah.
But now that I have gotten more mature and wise and like seeing things from a different perspective, I see like, bro, we have sex so loose in our country in North America, and it's just so available. Like, where's the sanctity of it? And it just break my heart. Like, for example, I used to talk to this girl, and we had sex, and then like the first day that we met, actually, we had sex, and I found it so strange thinking back on it now. Like, she would trust me with her whole body and energy. But what else was she trusting with? Like, what? I feel like sex should be of more value than your phone password or like. You understand what I said?
$40.
Yeah, $40. Or $40. Yeah. Or finances. Like, I feel like that's how it should be. But you know. I don't know. I could be wrong. I could be getting some flack for that.
No. See, the one thing what I like about how you saying this, bro, because you ain't hear this for much males in this BAME society. You might hear from one or two who might even like go on Facebook and say, hey, you know, they want to point out stuff like this, but they're afraid it's not going to get the attention. No, so what? Put it out there. Say it. You see what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, but like, y'all still need to know, but like, this thing, y'all making it seem like it doesn't have much value anymore. You know what I mean? Like, prime example, I was doing an interview with one of the women I considered a mentor back in the day. A few weeks ago, there was a holiday on Monday, and I drive to Bahama, and I'm talking to her. She was like, well, how's your son doing? She thought I had a son. I was like, I don't have a son? She was like, that baby that be on your WhatsApp status doesn't have your son? I'm like, nah, that's my grandkid. I mean, that's my godchild. It's my godchild. She's like, oh, well, I thought you was your son. So when you plan on settling down? I was like, I'm not sure. And she was like, so what are you gonna do? I'm gonna work on my dreams. That's what I'm gonna do. I don't have time for any distractions because at the end of the day, my dreams seem a bit to be a whole lot more sacred than what's being passed around like a bad blunt. And no offense to women, but at the same time, like, if you offended, then that means it's the truth. You better do something about it. Or not. You know, your life. Do whatever you want to do. But at the same time, but like, there has to be some type of value to this stuff. Speaking for myself, bro, like, I'm a hunter by nature. And this ain't have nothing to do with my sexual experiences. This has to do about my sensual experience. You understand? I'm a hunter by nature. So when I get you, I get you. And I ain't trying to get between your legs instantly. I want to touch your soul before I touch your inner. You know what I mean? So if you're making it easy for me, how is it supposed to be enjoyable? Mm. No, sir. No, sir.
Just burst something in the head, dog. Man.
It's telling you, but like,
I mean, and, you know, that's not to discredit people that have sex on the first date or whatever. Because I personally know couples that had sex on the first date. They end up married, bro.
Yeah.
And they live in love. But I feel like for the most part, we talking about the people who just wiling out for absolutely no reason.
Legit. And going from partner to 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 partner. And they'd be like, oh, so what? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hate to be the one to tell you there is a lot wrong with that. Do you realize the transfer that's going on?
Taking on people's energy.
Okay. You understand? Like, there are certain essence that dwell on certain people and within certain people that goes directly to and onto you. Within that ritual, babe, like, it's more than just some type of regular taboo that you see on PH for the little kids Pornhub. You know what I mean? Like, people really don't understand it, but then when you walk around mopey the next day and they trying to figure out, like, why you feel so down, did you ever think that the person who you just laid with the night before was battling depression?
Real shit.
Now look at you. You so down, but you are the bubbly person and you don't know what's going on with yourself? Nah, kid. Something wrong now.
Pass that on.
Just the other day, you filled with ambition. You know what I mean? Filled with ambition. Filled with goals. About to make things happen. Now all in your mind is anger. And also sex, of course, naturally. But you feel as if the sex is going to complete something. It doesn't. I know, bro. The whole society is now warped on sex just being an enjoyment for like a few minutes. Because that's all it is now, just a few minutes, and it's nothing. A quick nut for both male and female. And when ladies even started talking about getting this quick nut stuff, like, that's when you know. That's when you know it's gone, babe. Like, for real, dog.
I really shit it. That's what they would say.
Bruh. Yeah. When I hear a gal sing, plus mama told me don't stop until I bust a nut. What? What? Bruh. Nah, kid.
Catch a nut, dog.
Nah, kid. Something wrong, though.
Right, man. I wouldn't start but threesomes and orgies. Like, that ain't my thing. I don't know about you, but that ain't my thing. I mean, of course, I know for sure that'd be enjoyable because you got freaking crappy. It's the truth from for people who don't know what crabby is. You got vagina. There's the truth from, like, are you sure that's the life?
Yo,
but for me, I feel like sex should be a one-on-one thing.
Here's my whole take on that. Right, first of all, I'm not against threesomes or foursomes. Cause why? I believe in those that, you know, about that polygamous lifestyle.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? And that's because they respect that lifestyle, bro. They're saying. Those who all about just saying it just so they could have multiple partners for sexual purposes. No. When that quote-unquote community comes together and they got their stuff together, when it comes down to the ritual, if you will, they can enjoy that. You see what I'm saying? Speaking for me, I like my one prey. P-R-E-Y. I like my one prey. So that's not for me. However, these folks who just be doing it loosely just to say, oh, boy, dog, boy, I had one 2 yards in bed, dog.
Oh.
But you won't believe what's going on, brethren. Hey, listen, boy, when I
Sling the girl head back by your cough a weave, dog, but you don't know what's going on in the room. Of course I don't know what's going on in the room. Nigga, you not telling me. Not that I want to know.
Sound like you do.
No, I'm just saying, like, dudes, I think they got a habit of doing that nonsense, bro. You know what I mean? They got a habit of doing that, so it's annoying. It's too much, babe. It's too much.
Yeah. And for me. And for me, dog.
Definitely and for Lance. I like my prey. My single prey.
You know, there's something else about sex, too, that I wish could get changed.
What's that?
With regards to, like, let's say you have a partner, and I guess this specifically for men, because I feel like men would be more nervous or scared to bring it up or, like, ask. Like, I feel like if you get with a girl, and y'all getting up sex, whatever, something I guess might feel like, but I don't need no help. Like, I know what I can do. I can't mash it up, whatever. But I feel like,
yeah.
Talk to your partner. Like, say,
find out what they like.
Yeah, like, teach me how to pleasure you.
Yeah.
Like, how can I please you? I know I had my experiences before, but every woman different, baby.
Yeah.
Show me what you like.
Yeah. That's the same thing what I go by to, like, in regards to me being a sensual creature more than I am a sexual creature. Like, I like to figure out what makes your body tick. You know, what moves you inside and out. Like, what's that thing that takes over your mind? That grip to your soul, you know what I mean? Like, if you don't know how to be sensual, then that whole sexual experience, like, that out the window, because everyone understands penis and vagina by now, okay? Everyone understands, but you don't know, if you don't know how to be sensual to your lady or your guy, ain't nothing happening. You feel me? Like, no. That ain't no keys. What you think about that?
Yeah, I feel like you should know, bro, and you should ask questions. And even, I guess, even for women, too. Like, say, hey, baby, you know, what can I do? What do you like?
Mm.
You like to get, I don't know, that was a song coming from me, but yeah, I get you. Ask questions. Ask how to please and ask how to be, and tell how you want to be pleased.
You know what? Screw it. Let's talk about it, bro. Let's talk about it. Some chicks told me what some of their dudes like. Some of these dudes out here like to get their buttholes licked.
Yeah, that ain't for me.
It's definitely not for Lance.
It ain't for kids.
But at the end of the day, some of these gals had the nerve to ask. Shout out to the ladies that asking the questions.
Yeah.
I know why y'all out here licking buttholes. But that's
what they want to do.
You know, and if you love your partner enough, that's cool. You, at least you asked a question and you are willing to try something new to please your partner. You know what I mean?
Your woman tell you lick a bungie, you ain't gonna lick it?
Let me explain something to you, bro. And I want my female audience to understand this clearly, bro. Like, for real, for real. When it comes down to licking, man, only supposed to be licking one place. That's where protein come from, bro. Protein come from the vagina. Life come from the vagina. If I licking anywhere, I licking your lips. I licking your tongue. I licking your neck. I licking your breastfaces. I licking the ring around your navel. I licking vagina. Like, if this is sexual, we're going to talk about it. But I am not going to lick the booty hole. Because waste comes from there. Life comes from the vagina. Okay, like, look this up. Protein comes from the vagina. In fact, scientists recommend that men eat vagina. Look this up. This is not a joke. This is not, I want you to believe this on your life, bro. Look it up. Look it up. So why would I go, and no disrespect to no one who licking booty holes, but why would I do it if only waste comes from there?
Chinee Aiko said you do it, bro. Eat it like groceries. Shit.
When was the last time she had a hit song?
What you mean? Nah, don't do that, dog. Do not do that.
No, man. I'm asking personally, guy. I'm asking personally.
Just this yeah.
This ain't no, this is not a diss. I'm asking when was the last time she had a hit song for real? Because I haven't heard from her since.
Sounded like you was getting on my girl.
Yo, why are you getting so offensive? Like
I'm explaining why.
Moments
I love her.
Ago.
I love her.
Moments ago.
No, but don't
you just gotta be like,
I don't know. I didn't do it. I didn't turn it off. I'm like, bro, you're good. Yeah. Did something happen to you this week?
Talk about it, bro.
I want to know. I want
to
look.
Need to know nothing,
bro.
About her.
I need
you don't to, need to know anything about her.
First of all, what do you mean? She's a celebrity.
Yeah, well, ask nothing about her, bro. Google her.
What's the name of the song?
Google her. That's it.
You just told me I don't need to know anything about her. Yeah. Now you want me to Google her?
Don't ask me about my woman. That's all I'm saying.
Your woman was in a video with Omarion and Chris Brown. Yes. How do you think that went down?
I don't care. She could fuck the whole team as long as she come back to kids.
Whoa!
Kidding. Don't want that to happen.
Whoa! Ho-ho! We talking about sex being this loose right now, and you want the whole team?
You know, it's one of the craziest things that happened to me sexually.
Yeah.
Two things. The first thing was this lady clearly watched too much porn.
Uh-oh.
She spat in my mouth. I probably saw.
Oh, God. Every time I blink, I see it. Don't close your eyes, lads. And I can hear the sound effects, and it's so royal.
You done? Are you done?
Why would you tell this to me?
I'm talking to people, bro.
I scarred for life.
Someone could do it to you, too.
Hell no. Hell to the no.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
And you accepted it?
Bro, by the time I realized what happened, it was too late. It was too late. 0 to 10 would not recommend it to nobody. Don't spit in people's mouth, bro.
Or their vaginas.
But I mean, that's the difference. You gotta get it wet like that.
Whoa, no. Let's talk about it. Women are natural faucets. You just gotta know how to turn that top on.
A little extra lubricant don't hurt, though.
Look, I ain't knocking no one.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I feel you.
Put a little spit on it.
Okay, I wasn't talking. Nah. I don't recommend spit. I don't recommend spit. All right. I don't recommend the spit.
Yeah, but that was something else, my dog.
But that scarred me, bro.
That was something else.
Oh, God, man. Like, that's
you know what I want to know from the fellas and lads? Do y'all like getting your nipples licked?
Dude, I'm a guy.
What do I mean?
It means I prefer to do the licking. I'm not like most guys who would be like, okay, hey, you know, I don't mind it. But I'm one of those guys, I have my preferences because, like I said, I'm a hunter.
Okay.
I'm a hunter.
All right.
And I get it. You might feel as if you want to, you know, be submissive to me and submit. Yes, Lano, I am yours kind of ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
But nah. Yes, I'm a hunter, but I'm also a caterer to the natural body of a woman.
Okay. But you could cater to her, but she won't cater to you.
Yeah.
So she won't suck up your breasts. You won't end it up.
What the hell? Yo, you want a brawl? Do you want a brawl? What the hell is that? Oh, so she wants to suck up your breasts. What the hell?
Hey, man, our breasts, bro.
Bro.
Our breasts just don't inflate like women. Bro. That's real shit, bro.
Oh, no. Fam. Fam.
That's scientific, bro.
Fam.
That's biologically.
In all of your Gallowandish ways. Have you ever enjoyed it?
Yes.
Whoa.
That shit's so pleasurable. What you mean?
I can imagine that I die in any corner. Ha 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 ha! Whoa! These stupid big kids, dog.
Hey.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Keys and lies, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't appreciate that, bro. Wow.
Holding that against you for life. I want to talk to you about something, though. Like, on some real vibe in regards to the topic, because I don't want to stray too far away. I talked to to someone, and she's pretty close, bro. She's very, very close. And I could say this because I know for a fact that she will be listening.
Mm-hmm.
She spoke to me about some stuff, and yes, she is one of those people who, and I quote, exchange ain't no robbery kind of chick. And in her position, she had a dark, dark past as a childhood, and as an adult now, she's just doing what she have to do. You know what I mean? So it's just an average day walk in the park for her now. And then when she sat down, she talked to me about certain stuff. And of course, I sat down to her and told her, hey, like this ain't got to be the life, so on and so forth. But if you're doing what you got to do and, you know, no one helping you, that's fine. I ain't gonna never hate you, but eventually you're going to have to find a way out. And in the midst of me saying that, like, talking to her, trying to reason with her, she was like, Lano, do you think any day ever in life that someone will want to marry a woman like me? And immediately I looked at her, I was like, what the, why would you say that? Like, why wouldn't someone want to marry you? Like, she just started judging herself seriously, bro, simply because of the average everyday taboo that she practices.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that hit hard, bro. Like, that had me looking at things like a little different, like, you know? I honestly never thought that she would have been one of those people to think that way based on what she does. And if that's how she thinks, how do other women in her position think? I mean, do they think like that, or do they think about settling down, getting married, being a parent, so on and so forth?
Interesting question. Well, Delano's friend, you know, I'm sorry that you feel that way. However, my thing is, your past is your past, right? So whenever you're ready to make a decision to say, hey, I can change something more, let me see if it do better, for lack of a better word, then your past don't matter. You know what I mean? You're a different person at that time. So
yeah.
Whoever comes in your life after all that is gone, if they have a problem with your past, if you choose to share that with them, then that's on them. That's before their time.
Mm-hmm.
That don't indicate who you are in the future. You know what I mean? So, yeah, just love yourself. Love yourself, man. Appreciate your body. Like, look in the mirror, admire your body, admire yourself. Do some reflecting. Think about, like, what makes you happy, what you're grateful for, what you're appreciative for. So you could know and acknowledge yourself as a queen. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, as for these other ladies, you know, who may be doing the same thing, do they think like that? I honestly don't think they do. I would say some do, but most of these girls, they don't. This can sound so bad, but they don't. I don't think they care, really.
Yeah.
I don't think they care.
It's there for the thrill.
Yeah, I don't think they care. They just get their crabby eight, get a bus, get a nut, like they say. Get their money, get their hair dead, get their nails done.
Wait, but some of these guys, dog, listen to me, wait. I used to work with a brethren, and he used to, like, quote unquote, buy on a regular, and for whatever reason, but he hated Jamaican girls. And I'm like, why? And when he started, like, venting to me why, he was like, but they like to tell you they're ready. They're starting now when you go. By the time you done put it in, 2 seconds later, they're asking you if you're ready, if you finish. And I was like, wait, what? Wait. For the sake of things, I will leave him nameless.
John.
Thank God it ain't John.
Toby.
Come on, Toby. Hey, shout out to that new Conjuring movie still. It's about to go down. Yeah, dog. But I glad you said what you said about, you know, your past not being your past, kind of like I think I'm gonna sit down with her a little later and talk to her about that, you know? Don't matter what you did back then. What matters is where you're trying to get to. Now, how you get there, that's a different ball game. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong and you using this taboo of doing it. Because at the end of the day, my honest opinion is I'm not one who believes what society tells me anymore about the taboo. Just don't make it such a regular ritualistic thing. Like, it's not sacred anymore. It's not sacred anymore. Respect sex.
Yeah, that's a good tagline. Respect sex.
Yeah. And that goes for y'all too in the LGBT26574-11E=MC², bro. Y'all thought y'all was safe just because the clit rubbed on the clit? No. Respect sex. You dudes, whatever it is you're doing, respect sex. To the trannies, respect sex. And that's all I got to say about that.
And that's the bottom line for Stone Cold Sexo.
Dang it, I feel so energetic right now. About to call my wife, tell her baby I'm coming home soon. If I was married. You got a sad violin playing in the background? Like Mr. Krabs?
Pity the fool that ain't married right now.
Pity me. Yo, for the sake of things, it's our last two episodes of season one. We are not doing season one or going out of season one without one of these. Kyo's childhood memories.
All right, so I got one for y'all. I don't know if I ever told the story of my time in primary school. I was head over heels for this girl, Robin Forbes. Head over heels for her. Oh, boy.
Hello, Robin. I'm kidding. I ain't did it in a minute. Y'all ain't gonna copyright strike me, YouTube.
No, but I was trip over this girl. And it's one particular day, I remember, right? Yeah. So it's one day I was telling her like how much I like and all that. And then marriage came in the picture. And I was like, and for some reason I didn't like my last name. I thought it sounded so gross, Cargo. So I was like, you know what, baby? I could be Makio Forbes. That's what I stand for you. She's like, boy, you so stupid. The woman is taking the man last name. See why ain't no one like you, nah?
Whoa.
I mean, like, I didn't know the right thing. Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, that crushed me.
Wow.
That crushed me. Bro, kids can be so cruel. God damn.
Boy, Robin Forbes, you mean monster. I hope that you are still single.
Wow, no, don't even say that.
Nah, I'm kidding. I ain't wish that on nobody. But mother sick, but that was hurtful, mate. Yeah. I hope someone pied you in the face at least once in your life. You deserved that.
Yeah, that was crazy, bro.
Like Bill Gates deserved the two that he got years ago, live on television. Splat!
All right, so your turn.
Since we talking about crushes, there was this one crush I had like in the 7th grade. We actually went to school together in the 6th grade. And one day, you know, me being such, yo, I hated the nice kid that I was. I hate that guy so much. you know? But I digress. You know, I went to try and bend a little conversation with her, see, like, you know, what she into, what she watches and whatever. You know, and she's there chilling and she's walking by herself, and I go to ask her, like, you know, hey, stuff like, you know, what you into and if she watches American Idol, because American Idol wasn't in style at that time. And she was like, no, what the f*** you talking to me for? She just stormed right off, and I was like, whoa. And, like, every little bit of butterflies what I had for the entire year of the sixth grade to the half of the seventh grade flew out of my stomach, bro. And, like, some years later after we were done with high school and we're getting our adulting going on, you know, she hits me up on Facebook and she is like, hey, what's going on? Do you have $5 that you can put on my phone? I'm like, I don't got a cell phone. I had a cell phone. I don't got a cell phone. She's like, oh, okay, well, you think you can have someone do it? Block. Boom.
So you do your crush, though?
Somebody crushed did me. You had that coming.
You created a monster.
Retribution, baby. Should I don't get mad, I get even. It don't matter how much years it can take, huh? What?
I waited a decade to bust that out of.
I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy. Ah! Yeah, man. Yeah. All right, so what would you rather, Keys? What would you rather? Now, I'm saying it's based on what just happened in Africa recently. So, what would you rather? Be a single father for the rest of your life? Or would you marry a woman who you was in love with? Like, and she's drastically in love with you as well. But you got to share with an ex-husband, meaning she's married to both you and him. And I'm saying this based on the new law what's in Africa, like, right
single
now.
Single father for life.
Oh, God, he
I ain't sharing, bro.
He didn't even wait.
I ain't sharing, dog.
My bad.
I ain't sharing, my nigga.
I guess I was
supposed I don't to. Share.
I'm sorry. I got you. Hey. I get you in them.
I don't share, bro.
I'm a hunter. I feel you. I don't share either. I got it.
So you be a single father for life?
Oh, naturally.
All right. Sent. Now, this is based not. This is based on something.
This is based on something. Okay, Michael Scott. Do I like?
Wait, this nigga is killing me, you know what? You remember the episode where they was in a conference room and he was saying, like, if he had two bullets, he'd shoot Toby.
He would shoot Toby twice?
Oh, yeah, that Dwight was just showing them, like, how are you going to shoot the bullet through their back? And Toby was like, oh, I don't want to. Micah said, come on, Toby.
Wait.
Toby, let's do it.
Boy, and that was more funny when Toby made a joke. I'm like, go look at him. And Toby knew he had to go. Woo. Oh, I am going to do a stupid remix to The Office theme song, and I'm going to put it up on TikTok. Also, hit up your boy on TikTok, at Lano the Sage. TikTok and after you hit that TikTok, just follow it immediately to my YouTube because that's exactly what we're doing all of this for. Oh, shit. Taki mushrooms. Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram, Keys_Lance.
Uh-huh.
Facebook, Talk About It With Keys and Lance.
Mm-hmm.
Hit us up on our official website, keysandlance.com.
Mm-hmm.
Email us for anything except, you know, some things. islandtalkaboutit@gmail.com. Leave a review, leave a rating on Apple Podcasts. Like, leave some comments on our website, bro.
Mm-hmm.
We'd appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Lark Life Traveler is a solo Instagram. I Got the Keys is solo Twitter. Lano the Sage, I am everywhere. You know, that's that. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this has been one of those episodes where certain people just don't feel like, you know, it shouldn't be addressed. It should be addressed. And that's it. We addressing it. We'll have a party next week, bro.
Let's do it. Party for the 70th episode. Hey.
All right, bet. Let's have a party.
Season finale.
Flippin'.
Season finale.
Lance.
Season finale.
Lance.
And we out you though.
Talk about it.